Hi, this is Craig Huey of Reality Alert Word, and we're here today to talk about a very important issue, and it has to do with the vaccinations, with forced vaccinations or with vaccinations for people who want to opt out officially when they've been told they have to get that vaccination. So it's a controversial issue, and I have with us today Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad is the head of an organization that has been a warrior for religious liberty, for fighting for Christians, Christian business owners, for organizations. He has been at the forefront of opening the churches when they have been unconstitutionally closed. So I'd like to welcome Brad Dacus.
Oh, thank you, Craig. It's great to be on your program. I appreciate all you're doing.
So Brad, we're in a situation today where millions of dollars are being spent to promote vaccination. In fact, vaccinations to kids. We're in a time where people are being pressured to prove that they have vaccinations, even if it's against their will. Now, some of the people listening have had vaccinations and they've wanted to and they're happy with that, and that's fine. Others don't want to have a vaccination. Then there's a group of people who aren't quite sure, but right now they don't want it. Then there's those who have kids, and they're really worried about their kids getting this vaccination. And then there's those people who have already had COVID, and like with Senator Rand Paul, many medical doctors say if you've had COVID, you are in danger. Your health is in danger if you have a vaccination. So, Brad, what is going on? What's happening with this push to force vaccinations?
Well, as you know, Craig, you know we've already dealt with one major wave of oppression, which is the shutting down of churches.
Yes.
And we at Pacific Justice Institute were able to get an emergency injunction from the United States Supreme Court.
So awesome.
Which had a huge impact in opening the church doors.
Thank you.
Schools.
For
the second wave is just as oppressive.
Yes.
Because it's controlling our lives.
Yes.
And our freedoms and liberties. Let me tell you right up front, we have a great resource. It's dealing with the vaccine mandate. And it empowers people to know what their rights are. Because people may be listening to this and we're going to talk about some of these points, but they may say, what was that? What do you say about this? Or what do you say about employers? We talk about your rights as a consumer, your rights as an employee, and your rights as a student and a parent. And it's free on our website, pji.org.